the nuclear option, it's time for elite northern cities to share burden of illegal immigration. By Charles Hurd on April 15, 2019. Once again, President Trump has hit upon a supposedly controversial proposal that has caused the entire herd of fainting goats in the Washington press corps to collapse in fevered panting and jerky spasms. And, once again, the idea is simple, logical and genius. Faced with the massive and growing crisis of 100,000 illegal immigrants storming the border every month, Mr. Trump must decide what to do with all these people who have discovered the giant Trojan horse that is America's immigration system. Cross the border, claim asylum, get a court date, be set free and vanish into the interior of the country, never to show up for the court date. Even better, grab a child or buy somebody else's child, previously known as human trafficking or child slavery, and hit the border claiming to be a family. These people, chiefly Democrats and journalists these days, claiming there is no crisis on the border and encouraging this disaster to continue are on the wrong side of what is turning into a massive humanitarian crisis. Also, they can feel good about themselves. They think of themselves as welcoming and are encouraging so many people to make such a treacherous journey, guided by mercenary merchants of misery and death, that should end with them getting sent right back to where they came from, if they don't get raped and killed along the way. All of this, of course, is underwritten by the murderous drug cartels that use their human packages as diversions at the border to tie up U.S. Border Patrol agents so they can get the product they actually care about, deadly opiates and other drugs, into the country undetected. The president's proposal, if House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the other open border sanctuary city Democrats love this crisis so much, let them take in all the illegals while the courts catch up with all the cases. I mean, really, how is that anything other than allowing Mrs. Pelosi and her Democrats to demonstrate the love they have for these illegals? Allow them into their cities, where they are already given sanctuary from federal agents trying hopelessly to enforce federal immigration laws that were duly enacted by Congress. Why should border states and border cities have to bear the entire brunt of a national crisis? Why shouldn't that massive burden be shared at least by all the people who think it is such a terrific situation? The reaction from the press and Democrats to Mr. Trump's proposal tells you all you need to know about just how dishonest these people are about the debacle at the border. The extent of this administration's cynicism and cruelty cannot be overstated, said a statement released from Mrs. Pelosi's office. Using human beings, including little children, as pawns in their warp game to perpetuate fear and demonize immigrants is despicable, and in some cases, criminal. Okay. Whatever. At least she reveals her true self. She doesn't want them in her city. Or in her vineyard, which is surrounded by a wall. Unless, of course, they come to work for cheap. For in Pelosi's vineyard, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Contact Charles Hurd at shurd@washingtontimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.